Thank you so much for tuning in to Hollow Earth today.
This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement, which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by
Podbot.ai.
The XP10 anti-gravity battery is part of Consumer Reports' Jumpstart test program. The Gravity Research Foundation has offered a reward of 1 million euros for the replication of an anti-gravity experiment. The GOED Science Foundation's Gravity Research Institute has attempted to replicate several of the various experiments that have claimed an anti-gravity effect. The researchers wrote that discovering what anti-gravity might mean in these fields holds tremendous potential for future studies. The goal of this effort has been to establish the presence of anti-gravity forces, which are also present in nature, yet, to be recognized within the scientific field. Anti-gravity, in contrast, involves the reduction in gravitational attraction of an object, and the science simply is not yet there. It is that tug and pull between forces that researchers believe is the key to anti-gravity effects. Also, what we are seeing here is the rise against gravity, which is logically where repulsive forces come from. It is logical to relate this repulsive force with the gravity repulsion, or the anti-gravity. Both general relativity and Newtonian gravity seem to predict that a negative mass will generate repulsive gravity. Converting mass into energy within the galaxy amounts to lessening gravitational forces and, in contrast, increasing repulsive gravity forces, the anti-gravity forces. In Newton's universal laws of gravity, gravitation is an outside force, conveyed through unknown means. In the 20th century, Newton's model was replaced with general relativity, in which gravity is not a force, but the result of the geometry of spacetime. Then, the mass of water moves in opposition to Earth's gravity due to Earth's heat energy, as the authors have shown experimentally in their second and third papers. Unlike in a normal scenario where gravitational force is the main force controlling fluid motion into the inverted state, in a libration scenario, levitating layers experience both the downward force from gravitational forces as well as an upward force due to the pressurized air that they create underneath. Researchers predicted, theoretically and demonstrated experimentally, that the vertical shaking would also produce stable buoyancy positions at the bottom interfaces of fluids, acting as though gravitational forces were reversed. In the new research, published on Wednesday in the journal Nature, researchers found that they could produce similar anti-gravity effects on buoyant objects by vibrating and levitating a dense liquid inside a sealed glass chamber. Far more than just a gravitational gotcha, researchers wrote that studying the phenomenon may have knock-on effects in chemical engineering, where scientists are using columns filled with bubbles as bioreactors. For instance, high concentrations of chlorofluorocarbons molecules observed at higher altitudes may also be explained by the anti-gravity force, though this is usually explained as the result of diffusion. As one can imagine, the idea of diminishing, nullifying, or protecting oneself from gravity is very attractive. First, though, we will simply need to dramatically change our understanding of physics, and find a way to oppose this powerful force. All the experimental observations mentioned above require an as yet unresolved force, the anti-gravity force that has been evading science the entire time. My goal was to find out just how powerful is the moving force in the Magellanium. The attractive force is now 9 times that of a shoe. I expected that it was now 6 times the inertial force of the shoe. With Magellanium sphere doubled, I returned to the lever to see whether the attractive force had also doubled. It would, if Magellanium were subjected to laws like the ones that govern gravity and magnetism. The force by which the little iron spherule was drawn towards another was, then, 3 times that exerted by the inertial mass of a shoe. Gravity, as you no doubt recall, is an attraction force between objects. That means that the forces holding them together must be large and of equal proportion. The speed of falling is just the difference between those two forces, and for the common varieties of matter that difference is constant throughout. Stabilization is a consequence of dynamical average effects from the fluctuating effect of gravity. Opposing the effects of gravity, the anti-gravity muscles assist in maintaining a vertical and balanced posture. Central to the concepts of balance and
posture, the gravitational and anti-gravity muscles are tools that give us the ability to keep our center of mass in a stable base of support. It does not relate to a lack of gravity force experienced during free fall or orbit, nor does it relate to the balancing force of gravity with some other force, such as electromagnetism or aerodynamic lift. Anti-gravity is a hypothetical phenomenon of creating a location or an object free of gravity's forces. Thomas Townsend Brown claimed, both to observers and in print, that his experiments showed an effect of anti-gravity. Most courses with anti-gravity feature designated sections where it is triggered, starting at anti-gravity paddocks, although some courses are entirely anti-gravity, and all drivers are in anti-gravity mode from the outset. As a side effect, two of those also almost require that antimatter is affected by that fifth power similarly to anti-gravity, by prescribing repulsive forces against mass. Jumpstart ability for a jump pack, starting weak batteries at 0 degrees. The built-in extreme power lithium battery will retain its charge for up to 1 year, and will not only allow MicroStart to repeatedly start any vehicle, truck, motorcycle, or power sport, it also provides hours of backup power for all of your electronics.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Eugene and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Hollow Earth and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.
Podbot.ai